From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The world reacts to the death of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro with celebration and with sadness. The 90-year-old Castro died late Friday. At Havana University Saturday, students waved Cuban flags and held portraits of the former revolutionary. Bastis Perez is an economics student. He said, "We are convinced that with our leaders and our legacy and revolutionary convictions, young people and future generations will continue the legacy our commander gave us." Here in Washington, President Obama issued a statement saying the Cuban people must know that they have a friend and partner in the United States of America. President-elect Donald Trump said that while Cuba remains a totalitarian island, he hopes that Castro's death marks a move away from the horrors endured for too long and toward a future in which the wonderful Cuban people finally live in the freedom they richly deserve. Mario Diaz-Balart is a Republican representative from Florida.
There will be that final day when the dictatorship of the Castro brothers is no longer reality, when it will be put in the dust heap of history, and when the Cuban people will enjoy the ultimate freedom, freedom and democracy.
Raucous celebrations reverberated through Miami's Little Havana neighborhood Saturday with people waving flags, playing instruments, and dancing. Meanwhile, Cuba's Communist Party has decreed 9 days of national mourning for Fidel Castro in a directive that largely shutters day-to-day life until December 4th. During the official time of grieving, the committee has banned all public activities and public entertainment in the country. Castro's ashes will be buried in his hometown December 4th. This is